नमः ओम विष्णु हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण भूतले श्रीमती भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी जी नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचय गर्म से सन्न वस्तरे सचाय ओम ज्ञान तिमिरंत ज्ञान चलते हैं चक्षुर्मिलितं तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोविष्णु स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदावान्यं ददाति स्वाहा जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर पक्षवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे श्लोकोपार की जय गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। So we are very sorry for all the anxiety all of you are having over the incident in Mauritius. Actually, in Krishna consciousness, there is nothing like inauspiciousness. In Krishna consciousness, everything is auspicious. And what I saw in my Gurudev is that he was such a character person. He was such a wonderful devotee that whatever happens to him, so-called bad, makes him become more enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness. Instead of getting discouraged, he never gets discouraged. Nothing discourages him. Nothing. To come to this platform means that one has developed a high quality character. It is not common to be on that platform. But it is our duty to develop this character. Because when we take to Krishna consciousness, all of us should understand that when we take to Krishna consciousness, as soon as one becomes a devotee, we should understand that we are no more for ourselves. Finished. Anyone who thinks it's for himself or herself will surely embarrass himself or herself and embarrass the movement. Therefore, every one of us must know that taking to Krishna consciousness, not just like taking to religion, on Sundays or Saturdays or Fridays, we come together and give testimony about what has happened to us and clap on for each other and go back home and continue with our nonsense. Christian consciousness is different. We are now trying to change ourselves. So, if you light a lamp, you cannot put it under a table. The lamp is always on table. As a devotee. Devotees are the light of the world. As one say, no devotee is the proper disciple.
Excuse me.
I asked him. Yes, he lives in Vrindavan. Very old devotee from a child. And I love the way he was teaching us. He taught us his instruction. So we became very close. So one day I said, Prabhu, you were a senior devotee and a good teacher. We all love your teachings. Why are you not taking sannyas? You are not married. And you are not prepared to marry. You're already old. So why are you not taking sannyas? Although we know it is not a goal, but at your age, the Vedic culture recommends that. So he told me, if you are a sannyasi, wherever you go, everybody will see you. Everybody will see you. Right? That means what? You cannot do what you like. Now you have to do what people are expecting of you. Character. When we fail to understand this, we will embarrass ourselves and the whole community. You see, wherever you go, everybody will see you. Even when others are not seen, you will be seen. Will be seen means what? People are looking at you. How do you dress? How do you talk? What do you do? People will look at you. And he said, I'm not ready for that. So to be a leader, it requires character. To be a leader requires character. When leaders in ISKCON and Gurudev started teaching servant leader, we never heard of that word before. We only know it's a leader who is a boss, bossing everyone, and everyone falls at his feet or her feet. We have not heard of a servant, a leader before. So Gurudev spoke about leader, servant leader. I had one devotee, Sanat Kumar Prabhu, in Chopati. He said that was the first thing that struck him in this con. When he had the philosophy, servant leader, how can a leader be servant? That one word made him a devotee. Sanat Kumar Prabhu told us. And he constantly said that in most places I've heard him speak. He mentioned this. Servant leader is different. We see all our historical leaders who have led, they led as servant leaders, not as boss. What is dangerous in being a boss is that, and we have seen that, every time you see a leader having difficulty, having problem, the problem comes at the point when a leader is seeing himself to be the gift for the people. No character. When a leader is seeing the subject to be his merit. So when you think this is my property, the next thing is to enjoy what you have. And that brings a disgrace. Therefore, character very, very important. Let us see what Prithu Maharaj said in Bhagavatam. And many other wise personality. Bhishma Dev was a servant character, a leader. So we can understand what it means for us to be a devotee. We should all understand that every single devotee is a leader. If what we call karmis fight in the street, nobody will see. If he slaps someone in the street, nobody will see. If a devotee slaps a person, the whole world will see it. Why? Because it is expected that he should have character. He is a devotee. It's expected that he is the light of the world. And the world depends on devotees. This world cannot be changed without the character, the purity, the compassion and love of devotees. No one is there to save this world. Our scientists cannot do that. Our politicians cannot do that. Only devotee has the responsibility to change the world. How can we change the world without character? Those who are very wise said, "Your character is speaking so loud that I can't hear your words." So Gurudev said, we should look at the person, a leader, what he was doing before and after his speech. Now the person has spoken, but what was he doing before he came to speak, and what is he doing after his speech? What does that mean? We're looking at character. Bhishma Dev, he took his time to address Maharaj Yudhishthira on character. So Bhishma Dev said, dharma or religion, integrity, right action, and morality are the watchwords of a king. Nothing is more powerful than dharma or integrity. When we fail to follow dharma, we lose integrity. Death is approaching each one of us at every moment. What we plan to do tomorrow must be done today, because death is ruthless. It will not wait until our projects are complete. Readiness is important. The world is but a passing parade. We are born alone and will die alone. We have not a single lasting compassion in our march through this incident called life. Therefore, this mandate continues. The spouse, the mother, the father, the sons, the kinsmen, the friends, all will walk away from our bodies at death and go on with their own work. Only character will follow us. Only character, only integrity, only religion will follow us. Religion means what? How we have lived our life as character. That word will follow us. We are going to leave everything in this world. Everything, we are going to leave everything behind. The only thing we are going to take with us is the things we have done, the reactions of the things we have done, the activities we have performed. We are going to leave the capital, the physical thing, we are going to leave them behind. Only the reaction we are going to take with us. So if we have lived a righteous life, who is going to live a righteous life? It's only a person who has character who live a righteous life. And that is our only gain we are going to take. For devotees who are chanted Hare Krishna, the only thing we are going to take is the holy name. And those who have not chanted Hare Krishna, the only thing they will take is the reaction of their sinful activities. Character is very important. We are looking at everything has essence, the essence of everything. We have essential oil. Means what? The base part of the oil. So the essence of every person is the base of us, the base part of us, the essence. Lord Krishna described how to develop character. In chapter 17, he discussed the austerity of the body, the austerity of speech, and the austerity of the mind. Krishna described this. What does it mean, character? Austerity of the body consists in worship of the Supreme Lord, the Brahmanas, the spiritual master, and superiors like the father and mother, and in cleanliness, simplicity, celibacy, and non-violence. Mr. Prabhupada mentioned in the purport that one should offer or learn to offer development. Should develop, should cultivate, should culture respect to God or to the demigods, the perfect qualified brahmanas and the spiritual master and superiors like father, mother, or any person who is conversant with Vedic knowledge. They should be given proper respect. One should practice cleansing oneself externally and internally. And he should learn to become simple in behavior. Simple. Behavior, character. We should not be or should not do anything which is not sanctioned by the scriptural injunctions as character. Character development. Anything which is not approved in the scripture should not do it. In other words, a devotee is not whimsical. A devotee has character. What does that mean? A devotee will check his or her activities. If I should do this, how will it benefit others? not yourself. It is not yourself. If I should do this, or if everyone of us in this community do what I want to do now, will it promote the health of this community, or will it degrade this community, this character? A devotee does not just do things. A devotee will consider things carefully before doing. It's character. We have to develop the character. To develop, we should study the scripture and do only things which is sanctioned in the scripture. Anything which is not approved in the scripture, the devotee should not do it. So, to be a devotee, it is not just changing our dress, changing the environment, or the rituals we have to do in the emotional environment, circle. It is beyond all this. Developing character, doing things which are approved by the acharyas, by the scriptures. That makes one a devotee. That I'm a devotee means that we have character. Or like you say, when someone is a lawyer, he has the quality to be addressed as a lawyer. So what is a devotee means that he has all the qualities of a devotee. He has good character. His character corresponds with Krishna's character. He should not do anything which is not sanctioned by the scriptural injunctions. He should not indulge in sex outside of married life. For sex is sanctioned in the scripture only in marriage, not otherwise. This is called celibacy. These are penances and austerities as far as the body is concerned. So often we have seen how people have acquired a position or received an opportunity freely without having undergone any austerity to obtain it. So people often take their position for granted because this is why devotional service is very important, because devotional service is different from other systems. To go to the forest and practice austerity alone is easy. It's easy. But when we have to stay together and work together successfully, is more difficult than going to stay in a forest and practice and perform austerity, because there is no challenge to what you are doing, to your false ego. So in that way, one cannot be completely purified, because there is no purification system which will really take out the seed of sinful life. Bhakti has the power to do that. So it is different. So, the children who are born in a wealthy family, they have no good character, because they don't suffer. A lady told me, you see, my friend, you see, the money which I get from these useless men, I just spend it anyhow. But my salary, I'm very careful how I spend my salary. Why? I suffer to get a salary. I suffer in the office to get this money. So for me to spend this money, I will be very, very careful. All this money I get from these useless men, I can use it to buy any useless things, because I didn't suffer for it. Make sense? What are we talking about? We are talking of austerity, which purifies us, helps us to develop character. So Christian is speaking of austerity. So austerity is character. Austerity will help us to develop character. Without austerity, we cannot develop good character. So austerity of tolerating the whimsical and nonsense boss in office for 30 days. The austerity of struggling the jam-packed train of buses to office. Right? The austerity of tolerating all the envious colleagues in office. Right? Makes one to carefully consider how you spend that money. The money which you get without austerity can be spent without feelings. It may seem that, oh, this lady is callous. No, it has a powerful message. This he told me long time, I still remember it. So Christians speak about austerity. And that's what Gurudev is addressing. These children often become resentful of the opportunities they have been given. On the other hand, a child who has been born in a poor family and who has had to work for everything he has, he will appreciate the value of what he has earned. Character comes from austerity. If you want to develop character, austerity. So aside from developing mystic opulences, austerity in character building, what means do our leaders have available to them in these times of due character? Character building is the most important priority in leadership. We can say that compassion and humility are the models of virtue. But character, listen. Character building is the most important priority in leadership. A leader that has no character has no respect from the citizens. I have been to many offices. While I was waiting to see the person we have gone to see, sitting with the workers, I used to hear so many things about what is happening in that office. Sitting with the workers in office, in the reception room waiting to see the person whom we have gone to see makes me to see what is happening in that company. I went to one office as I was waiting there. One of the workers in that office, he walked past the reception, and the two ladies who were sitting there were laughing and speaking their language. What were they saying? They were making jests of that man because the man had slept with them. So they were calling him names because the man had slept with them. It's common to them. They don't feel threatened by him because you're my boyfriend. So he can't raise eye on me. So the man didn't hear what the girls were talking about him. I was sitting there. Because of our dress, most of the people they think that we are not also from the same place. So they can speak their language, things that we don't hear. So it is easy for me to understand what is happening in every place. When you hear the workers speaking, they will tell you how the men in the offices there are befriending them. So they have no respect among the workers. Yes, there's no character. They didn't show proper attitude. There's no virtue in their culture. Therefore, the workers will make jest of them. And most of them, they will openly make everybody around you feel that this man is my friend. So he can order you, but he cannot order me to do something. If he give me an order, I can disobey it, but nothing will happen. Because he's sleeping with me. Therefore, character building is the most important priority in leadership. We can say that compassion and humility are the models of virtue, but character, competence, and courage are the fathers of virtue. Particularly, character. With character, we can get what money cannot buy. If we see in the Vedic culture that people respect their name more than the money. People prefer their name. Even demon like Kamsa. Kamsa was convinced only, not by philosophy, only when Vasudev told him, "Hey Kamsa, Kamsa, the whole world fears you. And here, the whole world is going to laugh at you that you are killing your sister at the time of her marriage." Kamsa said, "This is true." All the philosophy Vasudev was speaking, Kamsa did not hear anyone. But when it came to his character, Kamsa stopped. Did you see that in Bhagavatam? Kamsa stopped. Then Vasudev continued. Now diplomacy, spiritual diplomacy. Vasudev taught the perfect spiritual diplomacy, not crooked diplomacy, which is also character. Vasudev said, "My dear brother-in-law Kamsa, listen to me. I promise you that any child born of your sister, I will deliver to you so you can do whatever you want to do." Kamsa accepted because of the character of Vasudev, not his philosophy. Kamsa believed Vasudev. He knew that Vasudev has character and he will never go out of his word. In the purpose, like Papa said, yes, this is the difference. A sinful person like Kamsa can do anything for his sinful desires. And a devotee can do anything to maintain his character. There is nothing which is painful for a devotee to do for Krishna. Nothing. It's character. So Kamsa was affected by the character of Vasudev. And he gave up his desire to kill his sister. It was the character. It's power. Character is power. One may have the power to rule the whole world. If a person has no character, that power will destroy him. Adolf Hitler, how did he die? Yes. We are not good character. Although he waged war and threatened to shoot the whole world, but he had no character. Alexander the Great, how did he die? You have no character. Even powerful personality like John Stalin, he was the worst of all the demonic rulers. That he even killed his own mother. Yes, John Stalin. He has no character. Therefore, he was condemned by his sinful act. When Tinabarata took Lord Krishna to the sky, of course, it was Krishna's desire to enjoy himself flying in the sky. That was Krishna's desire. And Krishna was on the lap of Mother Yashoda, enjoying himself. And Mother Yashoda was enjoying her devotion to Krishna. At that time, Kansa was planning how to send Tinabarata to Vrindavan, which is known to Lord Krishna. So Lord Krishna was thinking, I want to fly in the sky and enjoy myself. So Tinabarata should come and do that service for me. But I don't want to take my mother with me because she'll be afraid in the sky. Krishna became so heavier than the Mount Meru, that the child Mother Yashoda was carrying was unbearable, was the only unbearable strength. So Mother Yashoda kept Krishna down. As soon as he did that, Tinabarata appeared and covered everyone, blinded everyone, hailstone, and took Krishna away. And Krishna wanted to give darshan to the celestial beings. And Tinabarata did their service for Krishna. After Krishna enjoyed himself flying the sky and giving darshan to celestial personalities, and he knew that his devotees were in anxiety for this. So Krishna didn't want to continue poking the devotees' anxiety. He decided, okay, Tinabarata, I think you have done your best now. So I was sending away because we're here. And Krishna strangled him to show the strength of his arm. Krishna wanted to show the strength of his arm to kill Tinabarata by strangling him to death. To show the strength of his lip, Krishna killed his tongue. To show the strength of his toe, Krishna broke the cat. To show his unlimited strength, Krishna demonstrated his ability in everything. So when Tinabarata fell down on the stone slab dead, and the devotees came to pick up Krishna, they said, yes, this is how those who are sinful dies. The reaction of their sinful activity, their bad character will destroy them like Tinabarata. Nobody killed him. They didn't know that Krishna did that. They say, yes, Providence has killed this person because of his own sinfulness. The result of his own sinfulness killed him. And because our son is pious, Krishna, he was saved by his powerful character. He was saved. Yes. They say Krishna protected Lord Krishna, our son, because he's pious. His pious is pure. Meanwhile, the demon died because of us. It's his bad character. The reaction of his own activity killed him. This is how sinful people die. Yes, character development. We should Listen, I'm repeating. Character building is the most important priority in leadership. Without character, we have said, no leader has respect from the citizens. And that leader is going to bring misfortune to the kingdom. In history, we have so many. The time will not give us time to speak about it. Leaders without character and how they destroy themselves and the citizens. Yesterday, we were remembering Lord Machanda's magnanimity, his character. That those who did not want to die, he gave them freedom from death. There were nothing like famine, tornadoes, earthquakes, nothing of such. Character building is the most important priority in leadership. Why is the priority? Because without character, there is nothing like leadership. It is only destruction. We can say that compassion and humility are the mothers of virtue, but character, competence, and courage are the fathers of virtue, particularly character. Character, competence, and courage. Character, competence. Competence means what? A leader must be up and doing. A leader must know the constituent. He should know. And he should be ready to do his duty. Some qualifications be there. Courage. In military, if a leader of any group leading a troop for war, if the leader becomes afraid, other soldiers around him will kill him. That's in military. Why? If the leader is frightened, means he's going to kill the whole people with his fear. To win, we need courage to win. Yes, I must win. So Biswanath Chakravarti Thakura explains five items which are an obstacle on the part of bhakti. And one of them is defeatist mentality. Oh, I cannot do it. Oh, devotion is too high for me, I cannot do it. Without mentality, one can never succeed in anything. So need courage. Character, competence, and courage are the fathers of virtue, particularly character. With character, we can get what money cannot. Money cannot buy prestige. Money cannot buy. Character can buy that. Respect. Money cannot buy respect. But character can buy respect. So, you can buy a bed, but you cannot buy sleep. Is it possible to buy sleep? You can buy a book, but not a brain. You cannot buy grain. You can buy cloth, but not beauty. You can buy medicine, but not good health. You can buy a house, but not a home. You understand that?
Yeah.
You can buy a house, but not a home. What does it mean?
Good
a house
peace.
Is not the home?
Different.
Yeah?
Different.
No peace for
the house.
No peace in the home.
Yeah.
There's no peace in the home. As in the house. It's just the house, just the building. That can be a prison. Yes. It can be a prison. You can buy people but not friends. You can buy a temple but not God. You can buy reputation but not character. Here means we can have so many cheap adoration from people, which is flattery. But one cannot buy character. So the most important things in life are earned by strong character and sacrifice. So, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that no one shall accept a position of authority over others unless his character is spotless. It's proper said in the purport. It's a proper said in the purport. No one should be... Before coming here, I was in Ghana. I was speaking about this character. And I quoted this verse. The Prabhupada said that no one should be accepted to sit in the asan if he's not free from the four vices. No illicit sin, no gambling, no intoxication, and no flesh eating. Prabhupada said any person not keeping to these four things and not chanting his sin and minimum should not sit on asan. This is First Canto Bhagavatam, chapter 1, verse 6. Here, Prabhupada was speaking about Goswami. You cannot hear me?
This from the part talking about the Vyasa.
Yes, I said, Srila Prabhupada mentioned the First Canto Bhagavatam, chapter 1, text 6, that one who is not free from the four vices should not sit on asan. Here, Srila Prabhupada was talking about the Goswami, a true representative of Vyasadev. So if we have no character, what are we going to preach? We can sit on asan and speak a dry philosophy, but such thing will address our intellect, but it will never affect the heart. And most of our preaching today is like that. Most of our preaching today goes to the head, our intellect, but it does not affect our heart. Most of the lectures we hear, because we have no character and there's no purity. Therefore, it is our duty to develop character. If you have character, we can do anything and everything will be wonderful, because there will be potency that will affect those who will associate with us or those who will hear us. It is the character of Srila Prabhupada that attracted all the devotees towards him, and he was able to maintain them. He didn't use mystic power to influence any person. Prabhupada did not use money to influence people. It was not his English that he used in convincing people. was his character and his purity and compassion. So we should not embarrass ourselves and the community by how we cannot control our senses. To control the senses will require austerity, which will help us to develop character. And let our character be our preaching. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Prabhu. All right. Comments.
Thank you very much.
Questions.
Yes, Maharaj, you have you talk about austerity. So could you talk? Could you elaborate on this?
Yes. We are reading from the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 17. The Krishna describes text 14, 15, 16. Krishna describes austerity of the body, the speech, and the mind. Here, Krishna enumerated so many qualities. This austerity purifies us and helps us to develop the quality we are looking for. So, what does it mean? It means that I should practice austerity of not allowing my senses to do things that will not help me, will not help people around me, will not help the community, the society in general. I should practice the austerity of not responding to people's misdeed towards me. That's austerity, not his character. If we have to respond to people's misdeed the same way, then what makes the difference between us and other people? To make the difference requires austerity, and that's what will help us to develop the character that is expected of all of us, that will do wonderful things in this movement. We will not cause other people anxiety. Without austerity, we cannot develop good character. Okay? Does it make sense to you?
Yes, Maharaj.
Learn something?
Yes, Maharaj.